Well, Dr. Judy, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to learn about your perspective on this quote-unquote disease X that is just now coming into the mainstream and talking about it. But you've known about this at least since 2009. Tell us a little bit about what we need to know about this disease. Is this something we need to be afraid of?
Well, no, nothing's anything we have to be afraid of. And this disease is, as I told Clay Clark a few days ago, but this disease, as we published in 2009, is not a disease. It's, you know, it's XMRVs. X means xeno, foreign. Murine leukemia, mouse, monkey manufactured mRNA, XMRV. Xeno, foreign, mouse monkey manufactured mRNA, DNA, and protein, retroviruses from all of those things I just named, from vaccines, from injections, from molecular clones.
Okay, so the only way that someone is going to get this is if they sign up to get another dosage of this new vaccine that they're touting that they're working on right now in the UK.
Actually, no, that's not true. You know, the UK. I mean, again, XMRV, Project X. We started working on it, not 2009. Why don't we just say HIV/AIDS? Monkey kidney cell line called Vero. You know, the WHO or the World Economic Forum told you it would be mycoplasma, mold. We don't know. It could be this bacteria combined today, this bacteria combined today. What is this and what was these gain of function always? Vaccine AIDS. HIV was gain of function. It's AIDS. It didn't kill enough people. It was only sexually transmitted. They couldn't aerosolize it. We found in the 80s a little deletion of a piece of the HIV GP120 spike protein that was a G protein. Ivermectin and purinergic modulators. That little piece of HIV caused neuroAIDS, which the government renamed Lyme disease. So in fact, all of these things have been injected. So the government, you know, it was called HAND, HIV-associated neurodegenerative disease in the 80s. And when we, the honest scientists, discovered the deletion, 32 base pair, a little G protein. Remember, we all talked about ivermectin and purinergic modulators, G proteins, sensors of taste and smell on the surface of the cell, 800 of them that control, you know, almost every process, your liver, your kidney, hormones. So they've been manipulating these sensors, interferon, transmembrane sensors. And what that means is they're across the membrane of your cells. So the spike proteins are sensed by your own God's immune system. And so all that's happened since gain of function HIV, grown and manufactured and injected in every single vaccine that has Vero monkey kidney cells in it. So where was the problem in 2009? And that's everything. That's polio, you name it. Every one of our vaccines are contaminated by these aborted fetal cell lines with the syncytin. The key to the XMRVs and what had to happen with HIV and to cover up Lyme disease, because Tony Fauci said in the 1980s that only gay men, IV drug users, and prostitutes could get HIV/AIDS. Therefore, in 2021, the leading cause of death worldwide in women of childbearing age was HIV/AIDS. So unfortunately, what they did in 2020, which we begged, told everything since 2014 when William Thompson of the CDC confessed, covering up the fact that MMR, three RNA viruses injected with mouse, monkey, aborted fetal, other mRNA, DNA, and protein. Remember, these vaccines, not one vaccine since 1986 has had a placebo-controlled safety study, meaning nobody knows what's in any of the garbage. And if your audience will look at the highwire.com yesterday, and really every Thursday, because we went all the way back to RSV. Remember, that vaccine was experimented on people. Again, kids died in the 80s. So what this entire program of disease X has been is, number one, attack on the women and children. Remember Ryan White and Arthur Ashe, black athletes. They were injected, transfusions. What's a transfusion? We all know when we take somebody else's blood and transfuse it, by needle directly into their blood, a blood transfusion. Those blood transfusions were contaminated since the 80s because the entire government, Gallo, Fauci, it came from the National Cancer Institute. It came from Fort Detrick. They all did. We've got to stop calling them its, because there are thousands of viruses in our body and our mucosal immune system and many, many, many innate immune responses. The sensors on the surface of our skin, our nose, our nasal pharyngeal cavity. You know, you do not, all we have to do. So this time they promised you, and it's in our book, Plague of Corruption. I texted to you yesterday, an email that I wrote to the head of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Simone Glenn at the time, August 31st, 2011, when Harold Varmus, the head of the NCI, and Simone Glenn got on the phone with me, you know, after 2011, before I'm fired, when we realize it all, when the Whittemores have misappropriated the grants, when Harry Reid and the Clintons and all the pedophiles are in Reno, you know, this is what this is all about, Reno, Nevada. And we isolate the viruses that are causing, from the Whittemore's daughter and hundreds of people, the variants. The variants. Oh, is it Omicron? Does it cause hemorrhagic fever and prostate tumors? We got that variant. Is it the neuro AIDS, the chronic Lyme disease, which is clinically undistinguishable from ME/CFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, and multiple sclerosis in the various forms. So now we start to see the Bell's palsy with HIV, the Guillain-Barré, all the things that in the vaccine injury compensation program were table injuries before our 2009 paper. Well, the only thing that was left that wasn't shredded by pharma and Fauci, the corruption at the federal level that was supposed to control all of this. These questions are state questions on choices of things, but the federal level is the RICO, the racketeering and conspiracy to force doctors to mandate at the federal level what they can and can't do. So the problem always was that these viruses have been injected in these vaccines in the most vulnerable. In California, hot lots, as Barbara Lowe Fisher showed on the High Wire several weeks ago. Well, all of these vaccine cards and forms, you know, until 2009, when in October 23rd, 2019, when our paper came out in Science. Well, the reviewers of our paper were the heads of our corrupt organizations and universities. And it's very similar to Professor Gay's criminal fraud. Yeah. It's very close to that. And this is what was detailed on the High Wire yesterday. I just love Dell and team. Hi, Jeffrey. Yeah. so they show you the data and the literature. Well, why is this And so they just say, here it comes, disease X. Oh, yeah, here it comes. Trump just won. Oh, yeah, here it comes. Trump's going to give you back the right to try. The right to try on medicines that will cure cancer, rapamycin, ivermectin, the medicines that will cure these diseases, Sermon, 72 different purinergic modulators. And they're pimping criminally fraudulent contaminated drugs on the TV every single night. And I literally sit and write down because you could see how they're offing the things for the various variants. So the same year, 2004, SARS-CoV-2 was a HIV, XMRV syncytin spike protein, SARS ACE receptor 2 binding domain, always was an XMRV, is not a coronavirus, is a retrovirus. Right. Hepatitis B is a pararetrovirus. It's the hepatitis B vaccine in which Gallo Fauci, the corrupt National Cancer Institute, NIAID, actually synthesized, did gain a function of Luc Montagnier's LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, which was associated with gay-related immune deficiency in 1982. That was never HIV/AIDS. All of a sudden, one day, look at Celia Farber's re-released book, Serious Adverse Events. All of a sudden, one day, the government said, HIV causes AIDS. Done. Here's the drug. Here's the diagnostic. Anybody who's gay, an IV drug user, or a prostitute gets injected with a hepatitis B vaccine that contained AIDS, HIV, and you got the disease. Never was spread by gay people. Condoms never stopped it, just like masks never stopped it. In fact, the whole thing spread because of targeted individuals by our federal government, and all three-letter agencies have been guilty since 1983. In the 1990s, early 1990s, Burks and Redfield injected the military and athletes with an HIV vaccine experimental. And they all came home with PTSD and Gulf War syndrome. What is Gulf War syndrome? Oh, disease X, Lyme disease, myalgic encephalomyelitis, and the UK led the way. Who reviewed our 2009 science paper? John Coffin of Tufts University. Oh, and he held an illegal job for more than 30 years where he was in control of the HIV drug resistance program at the National Cancer Institute. So they were taking taxpayer-funded data generated by me and many others, and they were cloning things, making infectious molecular clones that weren't degraded and responded by our immune system, and they had to be injected, an infectious molecular clone, a transfection. They had to get into you by the contaminated blood supply. So 8%, when our paper was published, and it's on the front cover of our website, The Real Dr. Judy, or it was a couple weeks ago in our newsletter. You know why? In 1991, 1 million people were infected with HIV, and the costs to the government because ACT UP and the other AIDS groups got them to admit they were criminally fraud, that they were injected with this, and then they were poisoned with AZT. So they're in a vulnerable group. They're mandated. If you get federal funds, if you get welfare, if you get anything, think of Mickey Willis's mother and brother. Mickey Willis, the federal government killed Mickey Willis's mother with breast cancer associated with what's called HBRV, human beta retrovirus. There are different kinds. They're enveloped, which means they're packaged in synthetic viruses. They are synthetic lipids, synthetic fats. So people taking statins, they've destroyed their cell membranes, so they can't respond and take in even these synthetic lipids. So at the, you know, so this is long, too much complicated, but the end of the day, here's the key. We had the solutions. I still hold the patents for the PCR of the variants. No, they stole that from me when they jailed me in 11. So, you know, we've shown in our newsletter on tweets, we showed you a 2014, a week after, the Sunday after our book Plague published in 2014. In the Ventura County Star, that very same John Coffin, Vincent Racchianello, Yale, Columbia, wherever he's from. Think about who's driving this narrative with the World Economic Forum. Who's you know, Fauci's minions? Oh, whoever controls the government grants, whoever controls the NIH funding, whoever controls the publication. So the reviewers, peer reviewers on a publication, a science publication, no less, in the 90s, they also said, oh, we're going to do an impact factor on your publication. So we're going to add another layer of monitoring your work so that we can corrupt the data and steal the innovation by that the taxpayers paid for. I've been, every penny of my work has been paid by the taxpayers since I went to college, 1976. So all of it belongs to you. There's no such thing as intellectual property. But there was the 1980 Bayh-Dole Act, Senator Dole. That's why I said that in Plandemic. Oh, Senator Dole said public-private partnerships. No, they're not private. Public, you gave away our money. You destroyed the health of our country. You gave us chronic diseases. We didn't have autoimmune disease in 1975. You don't attack yourself. You attack right. foreign. You attack foreign when you inject it or ingest it. So here's your problem with disease X. Every genetically modified food, it's not food. Our plants right. have disease X. Our cows have disease X. Our sheep have disease X. That's where HIV came from. It's a lentivirus. You know, sheep have a very similar one and they get a wasting disease. So you see these strains of viruses in the food supply. Now, very critically, remember in the late 90s, remember the UK London and your little mad cow disease.
Yeah.
That came from contaminated bovine serum blood albumin. So we purify the BSA. BSA is purified and it stabilizes every single protein, biological, oral therapy. So what people have to understand is, oh yeah, so they took the needles away and they might even let you get away with not getting the needles because they've already injected you with, and all they have to do is hit the detonate switch to get the cytokine storm. It's not the infection. It's the cytokine storm.
And you're saying this is for anyone who's had vaccines, like childhood vaccines, since the 80s.
More is not better. So why we're seeing our kids drop dead, even some who never got that shot, the COVID shot, remember, since our paper came out in 2009, at that time, there was one thing left in that the consumer, that the taxpayer could sue the manufacturers for design defect. What was the design defect? Oops, we've been manufacturing in monkey, cow, pig, aborted fetal cell lines, all vaccines since the 60s. We never cleaned the cell lines up. We never filtered the virus product. There's thousands of them. So SARS-CoV-2 has been in Vero monkey kidney cell. The clone is called Vero E6. And I made that clone. I made that clone in 1990s. And it supports the growth of Ebola. So Ebola, they just shipped Ebola from Fort Detrick to Sierra Leone by way of Tony Fauci and Barack Obama in 2014. The book is called Called for Life in the Biblical Sense by the doctors in the Christian Missionary Program, Kent and Amber Brantley, who went over there. And the subtitle of the book is How Loving One's Neighbor Took Us into the Heart of the Ebola Outbreak. You remember it in 2014. Yeah. So it was to cover up the movie Vaxxed. and the confession of William Thompson, that for almost two decades, he hid the data that Blacks were more susceptible to vaccine AIDS, to the cancer, to the neuroimmune disease, to everything. That's why they're injecting all the athletes. They're mostly Black. You don't think they're going to let the strongest in our country. They're the strongest, our best and our brightest, the military. This was the military. Again, watch the highwire.com yesterday to your audience. This is, it's so important that we understand all the data. But you see, I have all this data, all of it, and all of the clones and all of the cell lines and all of the everything since I was fired for telling my boss it was not okay to misappropriate federal funds, by the way. That was called...
I'm more proud of you, by the way, to read that email. It was fantastic. I'm going to put it up on the screen for our viewers, and we're certainly going to link it for your book. Every single person needs to own a copy of your book. Your book was the reason that helped me truly wake up. As a mainstream media meteorologist and show host, I needed to have that book during 2020 to read, to say, okay, I'm not just, because I was doing all kinds of research, but at the time, because everything was so censored, I wasn't sure if what I was stumbling upon was correct. And when your book came out, I knew that, okay, I was on the right path. And it was your book that opened my eyes to the fact that when they introduced the animal DNA and the human fetal DNA, that's what causes the cancer. So back to the Disease X. Now they're going to
The Disease X, that's how I'll get there. They're not going to start anything. So when John Coffin, who reviewed our paper, so just go to sciencemag.org and go buy the October 23rd, 2009 Science Journal. And you'll see at the beginning a little op-ed. The page is like 323 in the journal. But in the beginning, they do what's called an opinion article. And it's not based on data. It's based on, people like Tony Fauci. That's all he ever writes is opinion articles. He never did a scientific experiment in his life. He just puts his name on papers when he pays for the grant. And this is corruption. This is that's a criminal, fraudulent thing. So in that journal article, it says a new virus. How many old diseases? And that question in that email I wrote to JC, that was John Coffin, and I said, I don't mean Jesus Christ, when I read it out loud in 2014 at an Autism One conference. I wrote that in 2011 to the head of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and Harold Varmus, the head of the National Cancer Institute. In 1991, 1 million people had HIV to cause vaccine AIDS. Remember, it was injected. It is and always was infection by injection. Then the outfection, as they're trying to poison you with the drugs, suppress your immune system with steroids so you don't express your other viruses. JC viruses is mad cow disease. So they know the mechanisms from our work, epigenetics. So John Coffin and Jonathan Stoye, look him up. UK, yep. Welcome Trust, Elsevier journals, Nature journals. They're going to tell you, they're going for the next 10 years, 11, 12 years, they're going to tell you what to think about this. And so in 2009, if there was a design defect and you could make a vaccine safer, filter out the mRNA, DNA, and protein, the cell debris, take out the aluminum, the polysorbate 80, the PEG. Look at, on our website, look at the CDC 2012 and 2011 excipient list, and you'll see where disease X is. And it always was, and they're just XYZ. It is not a disease. It is not a new disease. It is not a new virus. How many new diseases? It's not new at all. It's been injected every single year. And your kids, from their day of birth, Their immune systems have been crippled by every injection because they can't respond because their food is GMO, their water is poison, they're shooting the stuff in the air. That same Ian Lipkin, you know, there were five or six people involved with that, and it was in our 2019 Truth About Cancer Talk, Persecution and Cover-Up. And every single piece of data shows how Science the Journal and Nature the Journal, UK, the Elsevier journals, these are criminally fraudulent journals. And anybody who signs their name to one of these papers funded by the federal government is committing a crime and is involved in that racketeering. Any doctor, whoever gives another shot, any doctor who puts anybody in a mask, any doctor who does not give informed consent on any drug. But when you say on the TV commercial, ask your doctor if Skyrizi is right for you. Oh, it's first in class IL-23 inhibitor. Oh, by the way, if you're thinking of getting a vaccine or had one, tell your doctor. But gee, ask your doctor if Skyrizi is right for you for clearing up that vaccine injury. So we injured with them a vaccine. We brought a drug in, AZT, HIV. We killed how many with AZT? And nobody died of HIV. And that's the point. It's not that there's not an HIV, there's not a mycoplasma, there's not a mold. Well, the last experiments we did, Adi Gosdar, who, you know, tried to tell everybody from the 60s through the 70s, and 80s and 90s and 2000, Adi Gosdar, we just posted it on our website, the Zhang paper. In 2011, he showed how all the cultures and all the xenografts had different variants of these diseases. And molecularly, we could tell what it was going to cause. So the problem is that we now have enough confidence so people aren't going to take the injections. But what the TV commercials do, if it's COVID, Paxlovid, and they got little jingles, and they're public service announcements. No, they're not. They're criminally fraud. They're murder. FDA, FTC, we're putting you on notice. They are not FDA approved. You're doing an experiment. When you ask your doctor if it's right for you, then and you take a free sample, you've killed yourself. They're not free. They never should a grocery store have a free flu vaccine. Get your flu vaccine. They've never been tested, never in a placebo-controlled. The pharmacist is committing murder. And I'm going to start writing a piece of paper and handing it to them and putting them on notice that we will, if we can find one honest attorney general in this country or one honest sheriff, we will go and file these crimes against humanities, which is what we tried to do all of 2022. We gave hours and nobody was in the room, because the criminals were telling people the opposite, paid by the federal government. You know, Richard Fleming, you know, not an MD and not a PhD. So again, if we keep listening, you know, again, it's easy to see Christ, Antichrist. You know, if it's of the world and they're throwing it all over the TV, don't buy it. Don't buy their criminal fraud is. We the people have to have discernment. Don't walk in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it. Quit your Costco membership. They're poisoning. You know, it's not the alcohol that's killing you. It's the chemicals. You know, my friend, Dr. Tracy Strope, and I said in the classes we taught all last summer, nobody showed up. Nobody showed up. Where are the doctors? Where are the nurses? We're showing you all of it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Since 2005 was when I first read her work, Vaxter, everything. We put all of this on the air, the high wire. Since 2017, I've done the high wire. We showed you why the pertussis and DTaP, the monkey doesn't cough and he spreads the virus. Oh, so parents whose children, you can't see the grandchildren without these shots. And they're doing the same thing to me right now. And to everybody around the world, not to me, because I know better. They're doing the same thing right now. Oh, it's school season. Just go get all the other shots. No, you don't understand. So what we're doing is true immunization, oral, nasal, mucosal surfaces, boosting, you know, having chicken pox parties, having COVID parties, you know, just never get another shot. we'll get the ozonated, the terpenes on your skin, the cannabinoids. We've got the you know, I call it cardiovascular miracle living water, greens, reds. We put together powders and drinks that will enhance your immune system's ability, no matter what variant. No matter, that's your immune system's job. And the people who have been given AIDS through the generations, remember, these retroviruses, four generation, Dr. Noenschwinder, Dr. James Noenschwinder, you know, everybody in this group, Jack Lyons-Weiler, the Gotti paper from 2017. You know, there is no disease X. No, this is my hat. So when our paper came out, in October 23rd on 2009, the Cleveland Clinic, Bob Silverman, John Coffin leading the way, who reviewed our paper, I'm going to keep saying, and wrote the opinion article, A New Virus, How Many Old Diseases? So when I wrote in that email, how many new viruses have we created, and exploded chronic diseases. And then we call them all different things so we can give them all different drugs. And then what was the most criminal thing was is that we changed the definition of the disease, COPD. We added asthma and all COPD. Your doctors are being taught that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease includes emphysema and asthma. So it's your fault, you're vaping and you're smoking cigarettes. And in January, you're going to push the ashtray away and your son's sitting with an oxygen tank. This isn't about cigarette smoking and the tobacco industry and the commercials. We know what our media has done. These books aren't in any libraries. These books, no doctor can learn this stuff. So the injection, you've already been shot. The more you've been shot, no matter what it was with, you know, the more the sicker you are right now. So they've accelerated aging, myelopoiesis. That was my talk. March 22nd, 2019, I showed them the accelerated aging in a stem cell meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where I met Roger Stone. Why is that important? Because I asked a question in the end after I showed how every one of these environmental toxins, everything GMO, our plants are GMO, our animals are being GMO. We can't vaccinate our plants anymore. No more GMO food. The plants are plastic. They're not food. Nothing is nutrition. We're literally starving. Our water's not water. Our soil's not soil. Our air is sprayed at the lower level with glyphosate. You know, glyphosate in our soil. When glyphosate and phosphate is on the end of glycine, Stephanie Sennis, The Toxic Legacy of Glyphosate is the book. Nobody can read that book. It's censored. You know, all these books are censored and at the Skyhorse level. And you can't buy the natural solutions, as we all know. Well, in 2006, I worked for a company called Genius Omnitura, and we created a platform botanical adjuvant program, adjuvant, so that we could help the pill or the shot, doesn't matter what it is, so that we could protect from adverse events by understanding plant biology and nutrition. And then you would use the drug or the vaccine at very, very, the pill. You don't want to do an injection because you bypass your innate immune response. So you use the pill at very, very, very low dose. And then,
which pill are you referring to?
Well, in our grant, it was the cure in our patent, our 2011 patent, the cure was prostate cancer, XMRV associated aggressive prostate cancer. Doctors are diagnosing prostate cancer and chemically castrating you, just like they did in 1989. This butchering process never ended. A new virus, how many old diseases? So the PAs, physicians, assistants, nurses, they have to take doctor's orders. And the only thing they're allowed to prescribe is what the criminal FDA, because I just told you, yeah, every one of the things we made were FDA approved. Everything we're talking about, I'm talking about using to heal. Yep. By the 2004 Federal FDA Botanical Drug Guidance Act, if it's generally regarded as safe, if it's generally regarded as safe, and you use the manufacturing process has proved there's no metals, proved there's no glyphosate, proved your source is clean of any contaminant, then it's FDA approved out the door. We don't need to approve our food. We don't need to approve when have the gods of the World Economic Forum or the WHO or the NIH tell us that we don't have to prove our God-given immune system is better. We don't have to walk around and say, unclean, unclean. Uh-uh. You know, I'll walk right in front of you. We don't have to stand 6 feet apart. We don't have to beg them. We don't have to pay them. Get rid of your benefits. No benefits. They're not benefits. Welfare. Yep. Insurance. Kaiser in California and worldwide has to pay for the HIV, for all AIDS. And they injected HIV in every single shot since 2004. It's right there, SARS-CoV-2. It's the spike protein. It's synthetic. So why is that a problem? Because the designed effect that our work of 40 years, not 3 years, not 2 years, the paper was a culmination of knowledge of the cytokine storm in your immune system response to poisoning. You're being poisoned. That's why you vomit. You know, that's why your immune system, you don't suppress blanket with a steroid across your whole body so that your immune system is plastic. You know, it's on tilt on a pinball machine. It's your phone frozen. You don't do that. You know, that's what Mitch McConnell has, the myoclonotonic seizure. You know, what does that mean? Oh, ischemia. His brain lacked oxygen because he's so constricted, his blood vessels with the poison. They get so tight. Blood pressure medicine, every bit of it is criminal fraud. I mean, that's come out in response to all of this. So we can't take any of those drugs.
So the blood pressure medicine, let's talk about that, because I guarantee there's a lot of people in our audience that are on blood pressure medicine, and they've been told they have to be on it for the rest of their lives.
So, and they're destroying anybody taking Eliquis. You don't thin your blood to prevent a stroke. You're not carrying oxygen. What he was just having, they call it a mini stroke. Oh, that's an intelligent term. And when we saw all of this in the 80s with AIDS, and we knew it wasn't the targeted T cell and the antibody in the adaptive immune response. We knew it was the innate immune response. And Tony Fauci and your idiot doctors at the head of the Institute of Medicine and the National Academy of Sciences, the club of the cult of scientism, just called it bystander effects. Oh, if only 1 in 10,000 T cells is infected with HIV, why are they all dying? Bystander effects. No, you have shooters in the innate immune system. That's a stem cell population in every organ system called the monocyte macrophage. My PhD thesis in 1991 should have cured everybody. Why didn't it? Oh, because in 1986, oh so quietly, Ronald Reagan, Pfizer, or anybody else, they weren't Pfizer then. They were Upjohn. Big Pharma, Wyeth, it's all in the history, went to then President Ronald Reagan after, of course, they shot him. They scared, put the fear of God in him in 81, you know, went to him and said, you know, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. Somebody will always die. Somebody will always die or be sterilized, you know, and that even means oral vaccines, oral polio. And this is well done in our book, Plague of Corruption. Bobby Kennedy goes into, well, because you take the oral and then you inject, they would go back and forth, and you have antibody dependent enhancement. So Magic Johnson in 1991, 1 week before I defended my thesis, November 7th, it's in the slides on our show, on our website, declared that he was antibody positive. And at the time we were told everybody was dying from this thing. And I'm in the same place of where we're told. I'm leading, you know, I'm doing my PhD research. And the reason that I started it, because I said, if only 1 in 10,000 T cells is infected, of course, what everybody else, Peter Duesberg, was saying, it's not the virus. The virus never killed anybody. HIV never killed anybody. Put it in saline and inject it. You know, they did. And it did nothing. So the problem was we killed people with the treatments, with the test, cholesterol. Nobody should be on cholesterol medicine. If you're on any statin, stop it. As far as blood pressure medicine goes, Losartan combined with CardioMiracle, which is living water. It's the foundation. There's an August 2022 paper, which was an independent study of everybody that was taking it. And it shows it hit the three key pathways of all things disease X. And I'm going to keep saying it, all things disease X. HIV GP120 and the G protein, ROS, the reactive oxygen, reactive nitrogen. Because when you're inflamed, when the fire is on, your body will move away from your stem cells doing their job of the immune cell, tying rope around the injury and cleaning up. So you see, if that doesn't happen because you're inflamed, you know, and this is where the FDA knows. So, and this is the approval of drugs. Cyclooxygenase modulators, Celebrex, Vioxx. Remember our friend Brandy Vaughn, the crimes in the company that made Vioxx, Merck. And so what? Vioxx is a pill. Oh, so Vioxx is a pain reliever from the pain syndromes. And it targets the enzyme cyclooxygenase. It turns oxygen, turns RNA away from danger. It hides you from the poison. It closes the gate. Interferon, it interferes with the ability of viruses to go into cells and to signal the cytokine storm. The toll receptors, as we know, it's an innate immune response to bacteria, mycoplasma, mold. They were also turned down, desensitized. So loss of taste and smell was that very specific G protein that is the causative, that sequence in the spike of Lyme disease. And that's the sequence that was weaponized in Borrelia burgdorferi. When in our first book, Plague, we did the experiments, and you'll see the whole chapter on Lyme disease and how that whole disease group of doctors, after I was jailed, just say it's not X. Just say it's not X. It's not the viruses. Just don't say virus. They're not new diseases. They're not new viruses. It's not that the poisons don't exist. It's that they injected the poisons for the smart people who wouldn't ingest the poisons. Then they took it out of our food, or they injected the animals, the cows specifically, because cows eat grass, not corn. That was my 1986 work at Upjohn. You know, if they made bovine growth hormone cow, you know, and injected it into cows, would they get fatter? You know, would that do anything to human fat cells? Well, I think if we look around, you can see that, yes, and the data are right there in my slides. The data don't lie, the publications. And so they demonized the cures, the farm bill. They took the best detoxifying plant, the cannabinoids, the whole family of them, out of our environment. They poisoned our tobacco with glyphosate, you know, poisoned our tobacco with glyphosate Roundup. Cigarette smoking causes cancer, not tobacco. Nicotine is not an addictive substance. It's a necessary substance. Addiction is not addiction. You're being poisoned. Your body's begging for something. And you can't get it. Anorexia is vaccine injury. I could go on and on and on. So what does the government have to do? The government has to kill everybody. So now most of us aren't getting another booster. Most of us are learning not to walk in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it. But what about the people who can't afford not to? In my email, the victims of this plague of corruption, the blacks, the poor, the Hispanics, the Native Americans, you know, the women, the children, Ryan White, Arthur Ashe, the athletes, their children. You're injecting every child on the first day of birth where the most important thing, X. What is X? The X chromosome, women. What controls the expression of your virome? Your body that tells you what's my virus and what's monkey, mouse, or my twin sister? no such thing as autoimmune disease. You don't attack yourself. Your body knows down to the nucleotide, that's not me, to the base pair, to the thing. And so what the government did in every successive shot since 1983 gain of function HIV is change the base pairs to make it more poison. 2004, they cloned Flunami, the pandemic strain. What made that one kill people? And they took those pieces and they cloned it and expressed it. That flu shot was what they gave people as soon as President Trump was elected. Those flu shots, 16, 17, they told you. He tried. He gave us the farm bill. Grow cannabinoids, grow terpenes. Your plants will make healthier lemons. Your food will be nutritious again. Get archaea and other terpenes into the soil. They get the cannabinoids, get the lead out of the soil. And when the Flint water supply was contaminated with lead in 2015, 16, you know, I was teaching at Autism.
They've never fixed that.
And I was teaching in Autism One. And I said, throw the cannabis in it, but don't smoke it or eat it. Because the stem pulls the toxins. The leaves are the healing. We can heal with it, and we will. And this is what I'm telling you. When we walk away, the FDA does not make the laws in this country, and they violated them since 2004. The cannabinoids are grass when they're not, and grass tobacco. We can make products with NAD, NADPH, with nicotine. We can use those natural products in conjunction there as botanical adjuvants to protect the pathways, the ROS, the RNS, calveolin-mediated endocytosis. What that means is how the cell membrane senses viruses. We can't sense them anymore. Poisons, taste of smell, turpentine. That's not pine needle tea, you know, but it is shikimate pathway and some of the other poisoning of tryptamines and tryptophans. Our amino acids are not amino acids. Anything GMO is not food. Everything is loaded with chemicals. So if people can get raw eggs that never got Purina feed at a farmer's market, every egg in a grocery store is dipped in chlorine. So all those flu viruses, poisons, yes, that were made to aerosolize along with HIV, those go right in your eggs. When you put hand sanitizer on your skin, it goes right in your skin. It doesn't lay on a desktop. HIV is not stable on a desktop. If I squirt 10, and I do these experiments, that's what I did, they're in our books. Every time we identified a new family of retroviruses, we looked at their stability. You have to. You do accelerated stability testing on drugs. I made drugs. I made molecular drugs. I made biotherapy. I made immune therapy. And I made botanical drugs. And I made pills. Wow. I'm the only one on the planet that's still alive that did all of it. Probably. I at least is still honest. But the good news is the honest people related with these patents and these processes are teaching it. Right now, we're going back to teaching it. We can make these things. All we have to do is get the FDA. All of Congress can be right now. And all we have to do is take all the drugs, rapamycin, ivermectin, Serum, and everything we've already paid for. Aspirin. Tylenol is not. Tylenol was grandfathered in 2014 and into the Botanical Drug Guidance Act. That's fraud. Tylenol is liver poison. Right. So they created RISE syndrome to cover up vaccine injury. Remember RISE syndrome? Oh, don't take aspirin.
I'm actually not familiar with RISE syndrome at all.
It said, don't take aspirin. You get this fever disease and you die. Now we all know it was SIDS from vaccines, sudden infant death, sudden adult death from vaccines. Healthy babies don't just die because their parents shake them. Yeah. There's no such thing as shaken baby syndrome. You poisoned them. Their brains are on fire. You know, they told us that you couldn't, they teach at medical school that you can't, that the immune system of the brain won't respond to an antigen with a flame, inflammation. Yes, it will. And when you can't turn down the flame, now they redefine fever and it's called elevated temperature. No, we need to know the fever because that's when we know what the parasite is. That's when we know if it's a plant, a bacteria, or a virus, which is a nothing because a virus comes out of an animal cell or a human cell. That's what an exosome is, our own virome, when the spike protein sticks through the cell membrane. So your body doesn't attack the cell membrane. It doesn't because it's you. And so all it sees is that sensor that says, that's my XMRV on my chromosome 20. And that's not me. That's my identical twin. That's not me. That's some humanized monoclonal antibody. There's no such thing. There's no one size fits all. So it's very important when we see this to know what we're doing and why we do it. So there is no disease X. It is vaccine AIDS. On that, on my central slide, unintended in parentheses consequences of 4 decades of liability free poisoning with drugs and injections that are called vaccines. So we can use those drugs, and I'll do it, and put them into the platform of genius. And I say I, but I mean I will teach it to every doctor who wants to hear. And I know Dr. Avery Jackson, and I know Dr. Edward Group. I know Dr. Janice Schmidt. I know Dr. Henry Liu. I know Dr. Peter McCullough is willing to listen. I know, willing to humble yourself.
Yeah.
I made a mistake, and now I need to go relearn a little molecular biology and a little chemistry, because you're being taught a lie, safe and effective, without understanding what you're doing. So we don't have to threaten. We don't have to kill. All we have to, we don't have to. That's why I agree with Bobby. We don't have to vindicate, but you need to turn. Repent is 180 degrees. We need to have criminal charges against John Coffin, Tony Fauci, Ian Lipkin, Harold Varmus, Collins, and the people in that picture that knew exactly what they were doing in November 2011 in the NIH Criminal Center when Hillary Johnson was Secretary of State. Because now,
And thank you so much for all of that. I want to bring you on another time so we can get more into the cannabinoids, but we're all out of time for tonight. I'm so sorry.
That's
right. I love having you on. You're just one of my most favorite people in the whole world. Tell everybody where they can go to learn more about what you're doing. Tell them about your website.
Our website is therealdrjudy.com. Anything with Mikovits on the end of it is and always was stealing from you, trying to make you buy pine needle tea, trying to make you buy inferior products. They've set up a fabricated website, therealdrjudy.com. Every word of my everything I've ever published. And next week, we're going to put in our Substack the original science paper so everyone can see how the reviewers knew exactly what was coming, and then created the bioweapon that they're calling vaccines, whether that, by doing exactly what they're doing. So please read Ending Plague, and you'll hear how the government's done it since 1975.
You're an awesome warrior, and we love you so much. Thanks for joining us, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thanks, April.